BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rachel. I'm 16 and I'm from Carlisle. You might not know this, but I got into a fight with Florence Welch. Kind of. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Scott Mills here. Mondays aren't the best, are they? But this will help. It's our free daily download for Monday, the 10th of September. In it, our brand new feature, which we've been meaning to do for years, Scott talks to men in the toilets. Also, Becky tries to sell a real-life story to one of those magazines involving Doctor Who and her toilet. A lot of toilets. Bonkers American chat show hosts Ronna and Beverly pop in, and they interview me for a change. And Chris finally gets to see Brokeback Mountain with his mate Dougsy and reviews it properly for you after falling asleep on Friday, halfway through it. This is the Scott Mills Daily. Enjoy it. It's our daily podcast and it starts right now.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Men.
Just don't get them, do you?
They're a mystery, aren't they? You never know what they think. Because it's all about peer pressure with blokes. Like, when they're with their mates, you'll never find out what they really think. Unless you can get them on their own. So, that's what we're going to do. We are going to tell you what men really think about the burning issues of the day by getting them on their own. Let's play...
Scott Talks to Men in the Toilet.
Welcome to Scott Talks to Men in the Toilet.
Who invented this feature? Is it something you've been wanting to do for a while?
We just had the jingle made about 5 years ago and I've been wanting to do it ever since. We've kind of never got round to it.
Right.
Scott talks to men in the toilets.
So what should we find out today from men in the toilets? We need some things that you think we really want to know the answer to.
Okay, is it my choice?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What they really think of One Direction...
Yes.
Because I think that they secretly love them, but they obviously can't say in front of their mates.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, in a group, they'll be like, oh, they're rubbish, mate. On their own, I reckon they quite like them.
Yeah, and they've each got a favourite.
Yeah.
And the second most important thing that we need to know is what their favourite sort of curry is. Because, I tell you why, I think on their own, they all like korma, but in a group of lads, it's vindaloo.
Right.
So you think
that they might say korma if they are on their own in the toilet?
Yeah.
Right,
that's
well,
what they want, but yeah. They have to say vindaloo to look hard.
Yeah, look hard. Okay then, well, with that in mind, let's go over to Chris, who now should be making his way into a toilet in a pub. Hello.
Okay, I'm in the toilet. Okay, right, I suppose I'll have a seat.
Have a seat.
It's weird, because to sit on the toilet seat, you've got to drop trowel, haven't you?
Have you dropped trowel on the phone to us?
Well, no, I'm about to.
Oh, okay.
This is weird.
How else am I going to sit on it?
Well, hasn't it got a lid?
Yeah, but you don't just sit on there in your jeans, do you?
Yeah, okay.
If the lid's down.
I'm fine with that. Drop trowel, go for it.
Hang on. Okay. Right, come on.
You sat on the loo now?
Mm-hmm.
Jeans around your ankles?
Yeah.
This is a bit weird.
What if he accidentally...
He won't. He's only 25. Okay.
So now we're playing the waiting game.
Yeah. So, Chris, I want you to wait for a bloke to come in. And then we'll find out what he really thinks about something.
We're going to have to develop some sort of signal so that we know when someone's come in, unless there's a really old, creaky film door.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that a sign?
Mm-hmm.
To cough again if that's a sign. I like it that it's...
Okay, right, there's a man in there now.
Yeah, we need to be quick. Can you confirm with another cough that there is a man in there now? Okay. Can you say, all right, mate?
Alright, mate?
Did he reply?
You alright? Hello? No, he's gone.
I that you're going to have to work on another plan to lure them in to start with. Like, just going, all right, mate, it's a bit weird. Maybe like, mate, sorry, can you pass me some loo roll? Do men do that? Because girls do that. You can say like, sorry, I've run out of loo roll in here.
It's a nice icebreaker, that.
Only to be used in a toilet situation.
Yeah.
Don't just go up to a girl at the bar.
I've run out of loo paper. Is that all right? So we'll take the cough as the code for there's someone in the loo.
Yep.
Right, listen, I'm going to play a song and we'll come back to you when there's somewhere in there, all right?
Yeah, okay.
This is Radio 1. Goldie on Radio 1, right, we've got to stop that. Chris?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. So I think you should go in with, there's no loo roll in here, can you pass me some?
Oh no, it might be a fox alarm. It's a false alarm.
How do you know it's a false alarm? Are you peering over the top?
Underneath.
Have you still got no trousers on?
They're down. Put the music back on.
Okay, I'm putting the music back on. Right, I thought I heard something then. Hello? Oh.
No, sorry, okay. I should clear my throat.
Oh.
Sort of need the toilet now. Can you hold a minute?
Why?
Oh, no! I shouldn't have to put up with this at work.
Whilst I'm here.
If I hear it, I'm going to scream.
Alright, I'll wait.
Right, I'm moving more music. Ellie Goulding, Anything Can Happen. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1, and we are in the middle of Scott Talks to Men in the Toilet, where we find out what men really think about issues like One Direction and curries and stuff. Oh. Is that you clearing your throat? Or can I have another cough, please, if it's an actual person?
Do the toilet roll line.
OK, toilet roll, you've run out. Can you pass me some, please?
Excuse me, have you got any toilet roll out there? Have you got any toilet roll out there?
What do you think about them winning all those awards at the VMAs?
What about the awards with the VMAs and that?
Three.
They got three.
What do you think of that?
Hello?
Is he there?
I don't know.
Ask him again. Ask him what he thinks about One Direction.
I don't think they should have got all three, if I'm honest. I think it was a bit over the top considering they've had sort of one hit. How about you? Hello?
He's gone, hasn't he? He's not still going to be there. Because he finished, then passed the...
Are you the same person?
Oh, no.
No, sorry. What do you think of the One Direction awards?
What?
One Direction.
Well, the band One Direction.
No, the band One Direction.
I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Crack on.
Ask him what his favourite curry is.
What's your favourite curry? Hello?
Anything?
Is anyone there? No, I think I'm gonna have to go.
Go.
I can't be caught like this. I've got trousers around my ankles and in the pub talking nonsense to people.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's safer for you to stay there for a bit. You need to stay there until they've forgotten. If you go up now, they're going to know you're the weird curry One Direction one from the toilet.
It's really hot in here. God talks to men in
the toilet. Right, that's where we leave, Chris. It wasn't that successful, but I enjoyed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, to today's show introducer...
You might not know this, but I got into a fight with Florence Welsh. Kind of.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
So, you got into a fight with Florence off of the machine.
Yeah, kind of.
What happened?
Well, when I went to see her live in March, I made a poster for her.
Right.
And I had no idea how I was going to give it to her, but...
What kind of poster was it?
It was just like a banner with like loads of photos of her on the front and We Heart Florence on the front and all the band members' names.
Okay, so you'd made like a proper fan poster and you really wanted her to get it.
Yeah, and she was just about to like sing and I kind of just got this poster and got my friend to throw it at her. And it kind of hit a cape, and she looked about and looked really annoyed for a second. And I thought, oh, my God. I thought, oh, my God, she's going to say something. But then she kind of picked it up and smiled and was really thankful, and it was all right. And it was all right. And then 2 days later, my friend kind of linked me to Florence's Twitter, and she'd taken a photo with the poster, and so I just kind of posted it all over the internet because I was so proud of myself, really.
Oh, that's really good.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it your friend just threw the poster.
Yeah, she just kind of got it and threw it at her. And...
You don't want to hit Florence's cape. Did it hit the cape?
Yeah, it hit the cape.
She hates that.
Is that what riles her up, when you mess with her cape?
Don't want to mess with her and a cape. So there's a moment of like, oh no, she's going to kick off on stage.
No, she didn't look happy at all.
Hey, when you sent me an email to introduce the show, I heard that you also do an incredible Australian accent.
Oh, I kind of said I could, but I can't really. But
is it worse than Chris's?
I don't know, I haven't heard it.
Oh, here. You're in for a treat here. Why don't you both have a conversation in Australian?
Oh, my God.
It's like an Australian off,
yeah.
If you will.
Let's do that. You can start with, g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. That was good.
G'day.
Let's throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Would you like a beer?
Yours is quite good, I think.
Yeah, yours is way better than Chris's.
No. I'd rather have a water.
Border.
So who won that battle?
Clearly, Rachel.
Hmm. Goodbye.
Bye.
So, no, yours is really, really
yours
good.
Yours is actually quite good.
Yes.
Oh, here comes Becky showing off.
Yeah. Because you can't do it.
No, I can't.
Hey, Rachel. It's very good to have you introducing the show today.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's a kitty?
So, those real-life story magazines, which are amazing. Becky calls them up, trying to sell them a story. Trouble is, she doesn't know what story she's selling until she gets through on the phone to the magazine, at which point we give her a piece of paper. On the other side of that piece of paper is the headline to the story, which she then has to try and sell to them. But how long can she keep them on the phone for selling this story? I asked you, A, 30 seconds, B, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, or C, they actually bought the story. Loads of you guessing on Twitter and on Facebook and on 81199. Hiya, Claire.
Hiya.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Belfast.
One of our listeners playing along with What's Occurring. So, for the points, are you going A, B or C?
Well, I'm going for B because I think Becky will waffle on and sell the story, no problem. But I think it's they might get there in the end.
Right, so you think that she will go on for a long time, but do you think she'll sell the story?
No, I am going for B, but I'm torn between the two, but I think she'll definitely have them on the phone for at least 3.5 minutes.
Okay, so you're saying B, and Dan, hi.
Hi, Scott.
What? Where are you now?
Just in a field.
In a field?
What?
Okay, why are you in a field?
Just messing about with some bales at the minute.
With some what?
Some girls?
Bales.
Oh, bales. Oh, I'm sorry, farmer.
Oh, that's perfectly normal then.
Well, it is if you're a farmer.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Okay, so, Dan, what are you saying?
I'm saying C.
C? She won't be able... Oh, no, she will be able to sell the story.
Yeah.
They bought the story off Becky. Have you ever heard her do one of these calls before?
Pardon?
Have you ever heard her do one of these calls before?
No.
Right. Obviously not. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for having faith
but
in
she
me.
She sounds quite a true person.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? So, Dan is going for C. Chris?
I'm going to go A. What was it, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's just going to start laughing.
You've heard
that's
the calls before.
I know how she works.
Okay, so. This is Becky calling up the magazine.
Hello, that's Life magazine.
Hello, I've got a story that I think you might be interested in.
Okay, just before we get started, can I just take your name, please?
Yeah, it's Lorraine.
All right then, Lorraine, what story have you got for us?
Okay, so this is about to happen. It's the first time that Becky has seen the story ever. We give her a piece of paper with a headline on it, and this is the headline that she has to sell the story about.
There's a Time Lord in my lab.
So there's a Time Lord in my lab. How will she get on selling that story? Let's find out.
There's a Time Lord in my lab.
Is it a Time Lord in your...
lab.
As in your toilet?
Yeah, I did the headline already for you.
Okay, great, so, thank you.
Yeah, Doctor Who is in my toilet.
At this very moment, or it just happened in the past?
He was there the last time I checked, but I've come out to speak to you.
Okay, so you mean Doctor Who from the television?
Yep.
Okay, the actor who plays Doctor Who, or Doctor Who himself?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Okay. What time of the day did you know? Do you normally encounter Doctor Who? Is it in the evenings or?
He's always there.
He's always there. Okay. Yeah. Is it your downstairs toilet or your bathroom?
Downstairs.
Okay. All right, Lorraine. Have you ever taken any photographs of this? Get any kind of. We always kind of print photos to illustrate your story.
Yes.
You have? You've taken photographs?
No, I haven't.
You haven't, okay. Is it possible that you might take a photograph if you encounter...
It might be a bit awkward.
Okay, why might it be awkward?
Because he's in the loo.
So he's going to the toilet when you walk in or... Is he just kind of standing there, or do you kind of catch him out?
Sorry. I can't decide whether I want him to be having a wee or a poo.
He's actually kind of going through the motions, as it were. When you kind of walk in on him, and does he notice that you're there, or is he a... Is there ever kind of a conversation, or... Or is he kind of oblivious to you?
No, he sees me and gives me a look.
Okay. And does he ever speak?
Yes.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay, and what does he say?
Hello.
He says... Hello. Okay, and do you reply to him?
Yes.
You do, and what do you say?
Hello.
Okay, is there any more conversation than that, or is it just kind of greetings?
I'm not any good at this. Hello, yeah.
Okay, have you ever asked him what he's doing in your toilet?
No, but I should probably, yeah, shouldn't
maybe
I?
Maybe next time,
yeah.
Go
yeah.
Armed with a camera and maybe ask him what he's doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, while I live it with you, we really need photographs because obviously everything we print is true, so we need some kind of proof that, you know, this has kind of happened. So then maybe call back, okay?
Okay, thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you. Bye.
I think you did really well.
Ridiculous.
Why did she keep asking me what he was saying to me? I couldn't think fast enough.
Maybe next time take in a camera.
I love her.
Brilliant. Hey, Claire.
Hello.
You were right to go B, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Give yourself 20 Scott Mills points.
Thank you very much.
That tops you up a bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed. Thank you.
Well done.
Well done, Becky. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye. So, if you said B, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. And we have the next round of Oh, What's Occurring next. Good one, Becky. Oh.
What's
the kidding? So, on Friday, we gave Chris the new task of being our film reviewer for the show. Because the thing I like about this is he's hardly seen any films in his life.
Yeah.
You know, like with Rihanna, off of Greg's show, when she talks about films, she actually knows about them and has seen probably hundreds of films and can relate this Luc Besson film to the last Luc Besson film. Whereas you, not so much.
No, it's odd that I don't understand why you've given me this job.
Well, I like it because most film reviewers know about movies. You haven't got a clue, and that's the difference. It's like films for beginners. It's films that people really should have seen by now, but haven't.
Yes.
I mean, you've not seen Star Wars.
No, I haven't.
You've
no.
not even seen Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
I've never heard of it. Is that one? Really?
Have you seen Bad Girls?
No.
Mean Girls?
No.
Have you seen... What else? Muriel's Wedding.
No, I've never heard of that right. either.
Any Twilights?
No. I genuinely haven't seen that many films.
Have you seen Hunger Games? No.
Clueless.
Definitely not, no.
Oh, what are you doing with your life? So, the movie reviews are going down a storm with our listeners. It's like an honest review. That's what you get with Chris.
Mm.
And last night you watched Brokeback Mountain again.
Yes.
Because... You fell asleep last time. Well, let's just rewind. Here's what happened on Friday's show.
Being a fan of cowboys and westerns from a young age, I looked forward to this one a lot. The only problem is that I watched this film late last night after a curry and a couple of pints, and woke up this morning with my laptop in standby mode and the film ended. I think I fell asleep around 15 minutes in. But technically, I still count this as having seen the film. Somewhere in my subconscious is the story. But from what I can gather, the film follows two lads and the trials and tribulations of being a rancher. Not much of a plot, but the bit I saw was really well shot. For me, I enjoyed the scenery and feel to the movie. Much like Die Hard and Rocky, it's a boys' film and I like this. The two main characters... Ennis and Jack are two men living the American dream, two friends living off the land, supporting their families. I felt I could relate to them, and there was something about them that made me want to be part of their crew. It's the kind of film that you would watch with the lads if having a night off on a Saturday night with a curry and a few pints. I feel I haven't done this film review justice, so I'm planning to watch the full thing on Saturday night with a couple of mates.
So that happened on Friday's show. And you've seen the whole movie now?
I did. Last night, actually, I watched it after I got back from the Radio 2 concert. But we'll talk about that another time.
I saw on your Twitter earlier, it's you with a picture of Status Quo.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one. It was Status or Quo.
Chris went to the Radio 2 gig in Hyde Park last night.
Loved it.
Yep. Who did you love the most, Status Quo or Mick Hucknall?
Yes, I particularly enjoyed Tom Jones, actually.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so here we have the entire review. Let's see if it is, as he thought it was going to be, on Friday before he fell asleep. Who was round for this?
My mate Dougsy.
So just one mate?
Just one.
All right, cool.
No one else was keen.
Here we go. Let's find out what happened. And it's the review of Brokeback Mountain. So many people are listening to this right now. Loads of people texting in, asking when it's going to be on, so go for it.
Brokeback Mountain. To round off a brilliant weekend, on Sunday evening, I got my mate Dougsy round to enjoy a couple of casual beers and watch the film Brokeback Mountain. This time, I was determined not to fall asleep, and although it was quite late again, I bought a few snacks and Dougsy brought some leftover Chinese. I expected a Western-style film, and as the film started, all the signs looked promising. It was quite a slow-moving film, very easygoing and pleasant.
The story follows two ranchers, Jack and Ennis, all above board. They both enjoy their time together herding...
What do you mean, all above board?
Well, I just meant...
They're employed legally or
yes.
what? Right.
Herding sheep and playing the harmonica. They enjoy a bit of banter on the mountain, have a couple of drinks, and enjoy a solid bromance. It wasn't what we expected. Less shootouts, for example, but me and Dougsy enjoyed it. However, as the story unfolded, things started to get a bit uncomfortable. I was mid-chow mein when I clocked that Jack and Ennis were up to something in the tent. Things seemed to be escalating quickly, but I realised I must have misunderstood the situation. Perhaps my eyes were deceiving me. Perhaps he was just looking for his socks in the dark tent. Dougsy didn't hang around after that. He had an early morning and said he had to go. After the tent scene, from that point onwards, I realised that this was not a Western in the traditional sense. And I was slightly disappointed with the lack of shoot-em-ups. Not enough hoedowns for me, really. And excuse me for saying, I'm almost certain that the film contained subtle gay undertones. But that might have just been me misunderstanding the plot. Left slightly confused with this film, not completely sure what was going on. That kind of stuff has never happened on camping trips I've been on. Also not sure why Dougsy left, but that also wasn't a good sign. He usually loves a film and a lad's night in. 3.5 starks.
Oh, so okay, 3.5, not bad. Just not what you...
It's gone down one stark since Friday.
It's not what you were expecting, really.
It was very different.
Yeah.
To what I expected.
Hmm. Absolutely. I mean, when you said you'd fallen asleep on Friday, I was like, well, I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say anything. But there we are. That was Chris's review of the film Brokeback Mountain.
Now, I haven't seen Western for a while. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a full Western film. I'm just going by sort of what I used to watch when I was younger.
Yeah.
Are they all like that?
Yeah.
All Westerns?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So that whole genre, right.
At some point.
Have you seen, right. Yeah, 3:10 to Yuma, same.
I didn't realise that went on.
Oh, yeah, well, it does go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Did you not think that happened in the Wild Wild West?
I just...
Happens everywhere.
Right.
It's not just up the mountains.
No, everywhere.
So, yeah.
Maybe we just give you a Western to watch every week.
I don't know. I think we need to move genres.
I think it needs to go on more camping trips.
I do.
I'm not so sure. Anyway. I think... are we doing this film review thing a lot?
I like it because, like I said, it's films for beginners. It's for people like you, and there are loads of them. I'm kind of one of them. People who don't see a lot of films, and it's films that you really should have seen by now, but you haven't, and that's the difference.
But you're going to get me to review things other than Westerns, I'm hoping.
There'll be classics, generally. Right, they're not going to be new films, either. There'll be stuff that you should have seen by now, like this film.
I just think it
and
was...
Clueless.
For some reason, I was wondering why my mates weren't so keen on coming around last
Well, they've
night.
Obviously seen it.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah. And maybe they didn't want to watch it with you in that situation. Mm. Who knows? There we are. So, very good. Lots of people loving the review.
Well, 3.5 starks. I mean, it's...
It's not bad.
This is...
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
They are huge in America, but celebrities beware, they are now over here. Ronna and Beverly, welcome to Radio 1.
How are you, Scott? Thank you for having me.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Hello. Now, obviously, you've got your chat show starting in the UK.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
On Sky Atlantic.
Sky Atlantic.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, who have you interviewed before?
Let me...
Who haven't we? The wonderful...
Claudia Winkleman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a blast.
Yeah,
she's
fun.
Oh, she's fun?
Yeah.
She's a total gas.
Fun.
Oh,
total gas.
Yeah,
we went out for cocktails with her.
Fun. David Walliams, maybe you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, he's
terrific.
English.
He is, yes.
Yeah.
We had Sue Perkins. Do you know Sue?
Yeah, I know her.
She's lesbian.
She was so drunk when she showed up.
Yeah, she was
But you know what?
She's
a
real
lot of fun.
She actually has a problem,
Yeah. She was a blast.
Yeah.
And we had Charles dance for the Game of Thrones people. That's Tywin Lannister.
Can I ask you a question?
See, fabulous. The only place he looks better
Scott
than
Mills?
Standing is on a horse.
Yes?
Scott Mills, what's Scott short for?
I don't know.
So it's not short for anything?
No, it's just S-C-O-T-T.
Cute.
That's it.
Short for Scott with 3 T's.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen here is you're going to interview me.
Do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
Do you mind if we subject you to the Ron and Beverly treatment for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You are
Scott,
cute.
I have to say, I heard you got your stat. How did you get your stat? I mean, back in the day, how did you get your stat?
In radio.
Yeah.
I started...
I heard you broke into a hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not right.
Explain.
Okay.
Why, for drugs?
No. No, I started helping out at my local hospital station when I was 12.
Helping out.
Yeah, voluntarily.
So, yeah, in other words, forcing them to let you be on the radio.
I mean, nobody could change a channel in a hospital.
Yeah, and people are too sick to complain. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it's a captive audience.
And you took that as you're doing a great job just because they didn't complain.
Ron
and
Beverly,
they had bigger things to worry about.
Did you ever perform any surgeries while you were there?
No.
Well, that would have been
really
difficult.
With the NHS, you know, there were worse doctors on the NHS than you at 12 years old, excuse me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You ever get a cut, you ask for a plastic surgeon immediately. They'll do a gastric bypass, but they'll leave you with a scar. They'll leave you with a scar.
Yep.
Have you ever been on Embarrassing Bodies, Scott?
I haven't, not yet.
Have you ever had any cause to be on Embarrassing Bodies?
Not so much.
Are you sure? There's nothing you want to show us, Brandon?
I like that show.
There we go. I can't get over how candid people are. I've never seen more people more willing to show an anal fissure on television in my entire life.
But they always say... I'm too scared to go to my doctor. Well, hello, there's millions of people watching it on TV.
Yeah, I'm too scared to go to my doctor. I just thought I'd show you this thing that a pound of pus is coming out of once a day.
Yeah.
I mean, some guy had a leg that was totally liquid.
But you've done outrageous. Now you've done acting too, though.
Well,
you've done Shakespeare.
Can we call it that?
On stage?
No, I've been in several soap operas.
Which one?
Casualty. You know that?
Yeah, it's like The Bill, but not.
Yeah, and also in The Bill.
Oh, you're sure. In The Bill. Who hasn't been in The Bill?
Yeah, everyone's been in The Bill.
I mean, come on.
Everyone.
We've been in The Bill.
And that's kind of it for my
What about acting. Harry Potter? Everyone here's in Harry Potter. Yeah.
Nope, not done that.
Well,
no,
why not?
You had to think about that for a while.
Yeah.
How many drugs have you done in your lifetime, Scott?
You could have been a goblin. I view you as a cute Scott Mills goblin.
Professor of radio. They didn't have a Hogwarts radio station.
No, they did not. You know something? That was a real problem.
You could have snuck in there
Every
and done a radio station.
Every boarding school has a radio station.
I think Hagrid would have run the radio station. Absolutely.
You know what?
One.
I think you're right. Yeah. He would have had Hagrid and all the other nerdy kids. Nigel.
Hagrid was not a child. Hagrid was the giant.
I know. He would have run it. He would have been the advisor, Rana.
Yeah.
He would have been the advisor
well,
that runs it.
He's not technically a member of the faculty.
Yeah, see, Rana, he was teaching about the magical beasts.
He's a groundskeeper.
Any more questions?
Yeah. How old are you? Are you allowed to say?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, go older.
What kind of a question is that? Why would you ask him that question?
Because he's... But you know why? Because
he's
looks
very
like an
baby
infant.
Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like a baby.
Why are you hiding behind a microphone? You're cute.
Yeah,
you
why aren't
go
you
on
in front
television?
Of the camera?
Sometimes I do.
Picking the lottery? That's what we're calling going in front of the television? I mean, come on.
A monkey could
what
do that.
What happened, by the way? Yeah. Who did you screw over 15 years ago that's the only job they'll give you on television? Somebody,
yeah.
But you're very popular.
Give him the lottery so he doesn't sue me. Yeah.
You do your show up in Edinburgh.
With me?
Where are you going with this? What's your plan? Yeah. What's the five-year plan here?
The five-year plan? Well, I'm very happy here, yeah.
You are?
I am.
Well, that, of course, you better say that.
Well, I am.
You're always looking for somebody to sack around here.
No, I know.
Yeah, you better act like you're happy. Yeah.
I mean, but forever, this is it?
I don't know.
I can just see, want to
You're very tan. It makes me think you want to be on television.
What would you like me to do?
Something more. Or, you know, something glamorous.
Panto will come, I think.
Let me ask you a question, Scott.
Okay.
You're not too smart, huh? You were on Celebrity Mastermind. What was your topic?
It was an Australian soap opera called Prisoner Cell Block H.
That's not a topic.
What does that say about you?
A lot. It says a lot.
Yeah.
It says that I didn't do that well at school.
Yeah. No. The only thing I ever heard worse than that was Stacey Solomon. She did the In-Betweeners for hers.
And she only got about 6 points
She got 11
or
points. Everyone else got 23 points. She got 11 points.
Yeah. Not great.
In other words, she must have panicked when they said, what do you want your topic to be? She must have been watching TV, panicked, and said the In-Betweener.
Yeah.
You know what you should do?
The boat that
Now
rocked.
I can see it. Now I see it. You should do a Ryan Seacrest. You should do what he does.
He's
Who's the
good.
Guy here?
He
Louis
has
Walsh?
Made more money.
Ryan Seacrest is very popular in America.
Yeah, why don't you host something in front of the camera?
Shall I?
He's horrible looking, Ryan Seacrest. But he does everything he can with what he has.
He does.
T3 done. He gets his beautiful haircut. All a man has is his haircut.
You know what? You could also get a stylist before you do any of that.
Are there any celebrities that you're not keen on?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Don't
she doesn't
me
like Kevin James
Don't
or Jeremy Clarkson.
Don't get me started on Kevin James or Jeremy Clarkson.
Or Ross Kemp.
Yeah.
Why?
Any of them.
Why not?
Ross Kemp. Why Ross Kemp? He was staying at our hotel.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Kept distracting the Hector the omelet chef. Is that funny? He kept distracting Hector the omelet chef. Okay? We were trying to get an omelet. He's standing there telling Hector about Mexican street
shut
gangs
up,
or
Ross
some
Kemp.
Other goddamn thing. Guess what? Hector's from Guatemala. Okay? Take an interest. Take an interest. Yeah. He had, what, three omelets the
three
other day?
Three omelets. These are sick.
What does he need all these eggs for? What does he need all those eggs
for? Don't need that many
eggs. Is he running a marathon?
So Ross Kemp off your list?
No, not interested.
Oh, we'd have him on the show.
I'd like Bear Grylls.
Why not?
You like him?
There he is, running from his family all year long.
Yep.
He is so gorgeous
because
he's cute and he's sexy.
Would rather be with a bear.
And his name's Bear.
Yeah.
How cute is
that? It's adorable.
And he slept in a, what was it?
Four Seasons Hotel?
No.
Yeah. By the way, that only made me like him more. What the hell is he sleeping with giant cockroaches for? He'll be back tomorrow. They'll still be there. He'll show you. He ate it, didn't he? He still ate it.
Wow. Yeah. Now that's good. Something.
That's a man.
That's who you
that
should aspire
is a man.
To.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to your show.
Are you
going to
watch
Atlantic.
Our show? Do you have Sky Atlantic? Scott?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
And it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you. We hope we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A chance to win yet more Scott Mills points. And it's another round of Real or No Real. So, are these actual facts from Uber Facts? Or are they one of Marlon Dingle's fake facts? Marlon Dingle off Emmerdale, for some reason, has a Twitter page which is just full of absolute nonsense, which he makes up. I don't know why. But he's a big fan of the show, so big up yourself, Marlon. And let's play. Are you ready for your first Real or No Real? Let's go. One of these facts is real, one of these facts is fake. You tell me, real or no real? Let's go.
Shakespeare invented the word swagger.
Shakespeare said swagger for the first time.
Real.
Invented it.
Real.
It can't be real. No, definitely not. This is a dingle. It's got dingle written all over it.
It might not be what we think of as swagger, but he probably said it first.
No, it not real.
Definitely not swaggy. That's just a. That's Justin Bieber.
Swaggy?
Yeah.
Right. What does that mean?
Swaggy.
Is that his nickname?
It's in his song.
I'm saying not real.
That is real!
What?
Yes, he invented swagger. Shakespeare.
It must have meant something different.
I don't know, but he invented it, so there. And next.
Up until 1932, everyone in Swindon was called Keith.
No. What, even the women?
Yeah.
Is this a
Hello,
trick
Keith.
One?
I don't know. It can't be real. Not real.
Up until 1932, everyone in Swindon was called Keith.
I can see that being true.
Really?
Yeah.
Becky looks really confused.
I know, I'm trying to work it out. No, I think it's a trick. I think it's not real.
Not real.
You know, because it might be a trick like Milton Keynes. Like, it might not have been invented yet.
Oh,
do you know what I
see.
I mean? It might be like a new town, and Swindon. Then they say everyone's called Keith. And then it
well,
actually...
it is quite a new town, isn't it, Swindon? Relatively.
No, not real.
That's totally no real.
No. So wanted that to be true. And next.
God has been sued twice.
So someone has sued God twice.
Successfully?
I don't know.
Surely not. I'm going to say, I can imagine people doing that, though. I'm going to say real.
No, not real.
You don't think God could have been sued?
No.
That is real!
Yeah.
Yes, I have some explanation for this.
In 2007, Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers sued God to prove a point. He wanted to show that anyone can sue another person for almost any reason.
You see? They love suing in America, don't they?
In Chambers' suit against God, he claims that God has made terrorist threats against both him and his constituents and has caused widespread death, destruction and terrorisation of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants.
Sure.
In addition, he was suing him for causing fearsome floods, horrendous hurricanes and terrifying tornadoes.
So sued him.
In the second lawsuit, a Romanian prisoner sued God, claiming that God failed to keep him from the devil.
And now you know... People have sued God.
Who won in those cases.
I think God probably won. And next.
South Korean scientists have created cats that glow in the dark.
Yes. This is real, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm sure I've seen this.
Don't Google it. That's ridiculous.
No, that's not allowed.
The point of the game.
I think I've seen it, so I'm going to say real.
So, what, to be seen, they have invented glow-in-the-dark cats.
I can't see how they do that.
What a brilliant idea.
I'm going to say not real.
That's totally no real.
Oh, I wanted that to be true as well.
It's weird. I think it's weirder and makes you worry about yourself when you go, oh, yeah, I think I've seen this.
Yeah. And then you haven't.
It's really not real. It's like, yeah. Where have I seen that?
And the last one.
Scott Mills owns Europe's third biggest ostrich farm, but strangely, doesn't own any shoes.
Not real.
Why?
Because I've seen you wear. Oh, no, they could be
borrowed. No, that's what I'm saying. I reckon it's a different Scott Mills. I'm saying real. Becky?
Not real.
That's totally no real.
Wish it was. What are our scores, please?
Becky, 40. Me, 30.
Oh, yes. Well done, Becky. Nice. Oh, there was loads going on today, wasn't there? And that was just one day of the Scott Mills Show. Weekdays 1 till 4 on Radio 1. Or catch it here for free every day on the Scott Mills Daily. Another one tomorrow. Scott Mills.